begin to touch the name of Jesus. Come on, let's reach out to him right now. Come on, let's begin to press into the name. Come on, press into the atmosphere. I'd rather be.
No place I'd rather be. No place I'd rather be.
Here
in your love. Here in your love. No place I'd rather be. No place I'd rather be. No place I'd rather be. Here in your love. Here in your love.
No place.
No place I'd rather be. No place I'd rather be. Here in your love. Here in your love.
No place I'd rather be.
No place I'd rather be. No place I'd rather be.
Right here. Open up the floodgates
of heaven.
sing it with your hands raised right now.
Open the floodgates of heaven. Let it rain. Let it rain.
Come on, reach out to him.
Open the floodgates of heaven.
Let it rain.
Let it rain.
Hallelujah.
Let it rain.
Shout it out, Chad. Come on, somebody begin to reach out to heaven right now.
Yeah.
Come on, cry out to him. Come on, he's not too busy to hear your heart's cry. He's passing by right now. Somebody call on his name. Somebody cry out to him. Come on, Jesus, thou Son of David, have mercy on me. I'm sitting here blind. I'm sitting here in desperation. I've been begging for money, but I'm not begging for money no more. I need you, Jesus. I need you, Jesus. Oh, I don't need money. I don't need the things of this world. I need you, Jesus. Just like this. Come on, relationships can be restored again. Come on, minds and hearts can have peace again. Come on, somebody, you got a physical ailment today. It can be healed right now. God can dry up your sickness. God can make anything whole again right now. Come on, somebody needs to understand with Jesus, not it just can happen, but it will happen if Jesus gets involved. Come on, there's never been a sickness Jesus could not heal. There's never been a disease Jesus could not heal. There's never been a problem Jesus could not heal. Somebody believe God right now. Somebody believe God right now. According to your faith, be it unto you in this place. According to your faith, be it unto you right now in the name of Jesus. On the authority of the word of God and in the name of Jesus Christ, I command every sickness to be dried up. I command every enemy to flee right now. Let there be peace. Let there be victory in this house. In Jesus' name. Oh, every evil spirit, every tormenting spirit, I bind you in the name of Jesus right now. I bind you and I cast you out in the name of Jesus right now. I bind depression right now in the name of Jesus. I bind anxiety right now in the name of Jesus. I bind fear in this place in the name of Jesus. Perfect love casts out all fear.
reach out to him right now. Come on, this is why we're in church tonight. Come on, reach out and touch the Lord as he passes by. Oh, reach out and touch the Lord as he passes by. He wants to hear your heart's cry tonight. He's going to supply your needs according to his riches and glory. Your soul cry out. Come on, we're in his presence right now.
I feel Jesus.
In his presence is fullness of joy.
He's in.
Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty.
And
yes. Within you right now. Can you feel the presence of the Lord in this house?
I feel Jesus in this place.
Every hand raised, every eye closed. Let's give him glory tonight. Come on, let's praise him. Come on, let's reach out to him right now. Come on, there's miracles in this house right now. There's healings in this house right now. There's deliverance in this house right now. There's comfort in this house right now. Oh, we glorify your blessed name, my King. Praise God. Amen. Remain standing. If you would, we're going to go to the Lord in prayer. There's some needs in the house tonight. People homesick, people not doing well spiritually. But also we have needs for our building project. We need a miracle over the parking lot, over the favor for the city, and all of that proceeds and presides over. If you have a need in your body tonight, I pray that it was answered right now. But if you know somebody that needs a touch in their mind, their spirit, their body, just lift their name right now. Jesus, we thank you for your incredible spirit that we feel in this house right now. God, we're in your presence. We're in the Holy of Holies right now. We're walking on holy ground, Jesus. We're agreeing. We're touching right now, Savior. We want your favor in the city. We want your favor in this region. God, we need a miracle on the building. We need a miracle, dear God, in the parking lot. I pray, dear God, every hand that was raised, every name that's been called, God, that according to your will, your plan, your purpose, that you would touch them, Lord, that you would bless them, give strength, give encouragement, give help, give comfort. Oh, we thank you for what we feel right now. Your presence is so powerful. Your glory is in this house, dear God. Let us not take for granted your visitation that we feel. Come on, church, we don't want to miss our time of visitation tonight. Oh, we worship you, Lord. We worship you, Lord. We give you praise and glory and honor. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you. You can be seated tonight as the ushers are preparing to receive the Wednesday night tithe and offering. Amen. Just a daily reminder, a constant reminder of our daily personal devotion, our Bible reading, our fasting. He that winneth souls is wise. Let's be about the Father's business. As you know, had some visitors here Sunday. And that has been several years in the making, in the works. And you just got to keep at it. You got to be consistent. You have to be consistent to reach somebody. You cannot be unstable. You cannot be shaken. You cannot be up and down, in and out, if you're going to reach the world or reach your family. You have got to be stable. And whatever happens with them, you stay faithful in all areas. Amen. Just reminding the church that our Christmas banquet will be Sunday, December 21st at 6 p.m. at Louis Pizza and Italian Restaurant. Sign up and pay by December 14th. More information on the sign-up sheet. If you have any questions about that, please see Sister Bray. We're going to have a great time in fellowship, and that will kick off our family week. There will be no services that week before Christmas, week of Christmas. So let's just spend some time with family, invite someone over, go to someone's house, and have good fellowship. Amen. Let's stand together one more time tonight and pray for the offering. Savior, we love you. We thank you. We praise you for what we feel in this house tonight, Jesus. We are so glad we came to church tonight. We're glad tonight to be able to give, to support the things of God. Amen. Bless the gift and the giver in Jesus' name. Let's sing and worship as the ushers come.
There is one day in your house. There is one day in your house. One day in your courts, thousands elsewhere. Better is one day in your courts. Better is one day in your house. Better is one day in your courts, thousands elsewhere. Better is one day in your courts. Better is one day in your house. Better is one day. We'll be right back. been defeated. Death couldn't hold you down. We're gonna lift our voice in victory. We're gonna make your praises loud. The enemy has been defeated. Death couldn't hold you.
Glad to be in church tonight. Lift your hands, your heart, your voice, and give him glory. Come on, he's worthy, he's worthy, he's worthy. Oh, we love you, Jesus. Come on, can we just do it one more time tonight? Just because he's worthy of the glory. He's worthy of the honor and the praise. Oh, every knee shall bow before him. Let heaven and earth adore him. He's worthy, worthy, worthy of the praise. Oh, we love you, praise you, we magnify you, Lord. Amen. We're so thankful for everyone who's in the house of the Lord tonight. Man, never take for granted to be able to be in his presence. And, the Bible says that this too shall come to pass. And that means everything in life, every circumstance, every situation, one day will come to pass. There will be a time when we will not be able to meet in church anymore. We'll either be in heaven or the other place. If we make it to heaven, we'll rejoice like this the entire time. If we go to the other place, we'll wish we had one more service to get it right. Never take for granted the presence of the Lord. Matthew chapter 7, I know we're supposed to break up into a time of fellowship, but we've already fellowshiped with each other and the Lord. And if we get through this quick enough, we can fellowship a little bit afterwards. Matthew chapter 7 and verse number 21. Pray for our framing inspection tomorrow. I called today, and would you know it, if you don't call before 7, you don't get a framing inspection that day. And I waited till 8 to think I was doing the right thing. But anyway, the guy called and said he couldn't make it by today, but he would be there first thing in the morning. So that is an exciting threshold. So let's hope we pass that. If we don't, we know where the blame lies. We did it. It's us. But that's all right. I think we will. And then we start electrical this weekend. I think a little bit of HVAC work is coming. So by the end of this month, we're probably going to have a close to a wrapped building. You got the reference of wrapped. Some of you are still not. A gift, Christmas, okay. And so it's exciting times. And we're getting closer and closer to the day we can worship in our own building. I, for one, am looking forward to a platform. I can't wait for a platform and a pulpit. And so, anyway, Matthew chapter 7, verse number 21. Not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven. But he that doeth, everybody say, he that doeth. But he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven. Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name? In thy name cast out devils, and in thy name done many wonderful works. Then I will profess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that work iniquity. Therefore, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them, everybody say, and doeth them, I will liken him unto a wise man which built his house upon a rock. The rain descended and the floods came and the winds blew and beat upon the house, and it fell not, for it was founded upon a rock. And everyone that heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them not, everybody say, and doeth them not, shall be likened unto a foolish man which built his house upon the sand, and the rains descended, the same rain. The floods came, the same floods. The same winds blew and beat upon the house, and it fell. And great was the fall of it. Chaos is coming. If you have not experienced chaos, you're probably part of the chaos. If you haven't experienced the winds and the rains, you're probably the storm. When I get in these moments, what do I do? How do I handle this? What's the right thing to do? I hear this voice that sounds an awful lot like my pastor. I hear this voice in my head that says, when you don't know what to do, do what you know to do. So I want to preach tonight for the next little bit. Do what you know to do. Do what you know to do. Can we lift our hands, our hearts, our voices one more time in this house? Come on, it's more than Lord, Lord. It's more than crying out. It's more than emotion. There's got to be some doing that goes along with it. Oh, we love you, Jesus. Come on, right now, Jesus, help me, Lord. I want to be a doer of your word. I want to be a doer of your will. I want to be a doer of what you would have me do tonight. Clap your hands all over the house if you mean it. Come on, clap your hands and give God praise. Praise God, praise God. Amen. God bless you. I don't know what to do. You can be seated in unprecedented times. I've heard the voice of my pastor many times in my life when I've asked the question, what do I do in this situation? How do I get out of this? If we had all the answers, life would be a lot easier. If we had enough money, no amens. If we had enough knowledge, we wouldn't have any problems. Because if you don't know and you have enough money, you can hire somebody that knows. If you don't have the money to pay for it, but you have knowledge, you can do it yourself. Some people, the reason why they're poor and they have junk is because they don't know how to be good poor people. When you're poor, you just got to make do with what you got. And you got to learn how to make it happen. When you don't know what to do, you got to do what you know. Deuteronomy chapter 5 and verse number 1, and Moses called all Israel and said unto them, Hear, O Israel. Now we quote Deuteronomy 6, 4, Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God. That's not here, H-E-R-E. That's here. Listen, is what he was saying. Pay attention to what I'm telling you. Hear, O Israel, the statutes and the judgments which I speak into your ears this day, that you may learn them and keep them and do them. It's amazing to me when I look over people's lives at the ones that hear it, the ones that talk it, but don't do it. Can I tell you? Everyone knows when you're doing it right or not. I'm dieting. I'm exercising. But are you? You sneak into the pantry when no one's looking doesn't mean that no one knows. Lloyd, sometimes we feel like that warming blanket on that propane tank. It doesn't just quite fit. It's supposed to be made for it. But there's certain things that you could say you're doing, but the evidence is I'm a forgetful hearer. I heard it, but I didn't keep it, and I didn't do it. James chapter 1 and verse number 19, Wherefore, my beloved brethren, let every man be swift to hear, slow to speak, slow to wrath, for the wrath of man worketh not the righteousness of God. Wherefore, lay apart all filthiness and superfluity of nighness. Receive with meekness the engrafted word, which is able to save your souls. I'm going to preach it here pretty soon, a revival of the word. We need a revival of the word. I want to learn it. I want to love it. I want to live it. I want to make sure I got it in my heart, because if I have it in my heart, I'll do it. But be ye doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. That's that trip to the pantry. The only person you're deceiving, well, these calories don't count. Nobody saw them. That's the ones that count the most, because that's the kind that got you where you are in the first place. Oh, I'm the pot calling the kettle fat. I promise you that. But I understand. We were talking about this the other night at dinner, no doubt. That when my wife and I were doing a certain Weight Watchers program, we knew we could have certain, and I said, here we are, we want something sweet. So we dumped out the M&Ms and we're literally counting them out. And I felt like an idiot. I go, this is the reason why I'm doing this in the first place. Nobody wants to say amen to that. It's after Thanksgiving, before Christmas. But can I tell you, it's apparent to everybody else. Y'all are saying amen, you're saying I'm fat. That's what you're saying amen to right there. That's right. Preach it, Pastor. You can't hide some things. Can I tell you, I know when people come to me for counseling and they haven't been praying, they haven't been reading their Bible, they haven't been fasting, they haven't been applying the preached word of God, because their life is showing evident that they're not doing what they say. Pastor, get me out of this. How'd you get in it? I'm not saying rains won't come. I'm not saying the wind won't blow. I'm not saying floods don't rise. But when you've done the will of your Father, which is in heaven, you're not going to fall. You're not going to cave. You're not going to give in, because you're founded upon a rock. I've been doing this. Let the wind blow. Let the rain come. Let the floods come. I'm grounded. I'm rooted. I'm doing this. That's going to prove is that I'm doing it. All that the rain proves is if we're doing it or not. All that the wind proves is if we're doing it or not. Is it secure? Have we fastened this thing? Have we dug deep? If I've heard the word and applied the word, then the rains are going to come. Jesus said, it came to man that built his house on the sand. They were probably neighbors. They were probably fellow pew sitters. I've been in the church long enough to know that I've been in church with people who used to be in church. I grew up with children and teenagers that sat on the same pews in chapel that I sat on. They went to the same youth camp I went to. They went to the same PSR conferences that I went to. They went to the same meetings that I went to. But they weren't doing, they were out doing their thing. And they were flirting around and messing around with the world. And they fail and they're not in the church anymore. What's the proof? The proof is we were all in the same building. The rains hit us just the same. The floods came just the same. The wind blew just the same and beat on the house. But I could not fall because I dug. I was doing my best. Maybe my best wasn't what someone else's best was, but it was good enough. I would rather exercise wrong than not exercise at all. I would rather mess up trying to diet than throw in the towel. I'd rather mess up trying to live for God and have a prayer life than not have one at all. I'd rather mess up and have doubt and fear than not have any faith at all. There's going to be times a just man, a righteous man, falleth seven times, but he gets up again. You know what he said? I messed up, but I'm going to keep on doing. I don't know what else to do, but do what I know. And if I keep doing it, the rain will come, but I will not fall. For any that be a hearer of the word and not a doer is likened to a man beholding his natural face in a glass. For he beholdeth himself and goeth his way and straightway forgetteth what manner of man he was. But whosoever looketh into the perfect law of liberty. Quit looking at counsel. Quit looking at preaching as correction. And start looking at it as protection. You shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Oh, the pastor won't let me this. The pastor won't let me that. No, the pastor's trying to protect you from you. You know, most of the time, I'm not trying to protect people from the world. I'm trying to protect them from themselves. Because they think they got a way to handle the world. That they won't. They figured out a way to handle fire and not get burnt. I'm just trying to tell you, it's going to burn. The dog's going to bite. The world's going to corrupt. I'm trying to protect us from ourselves. Remember that old song Dad said, lead me not into temptation? I can find it all by myself. I don't need anybody's help. I'm not trying to protect us from the world. I'm trying to keep us out of it. And if we can keep ourselves in the perfect law of liberty, the Bible tells us that we'll be blessed. He said, be the perfect law of liberty, continue therein, being not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, this man shall be blessed in his deed. This did not say he's going to be blessed indeed. He's going to be blessed in his deed, whatever he does. If it's going to fit with the message, whatever you do, whatever he do. That's how you know when people are doing what they're supposed to be doing, their deeds are blessed. Their life is blessed. You mean they don't have trouble? That's not what I'm saying. We already established the rain's coming. But I want my deeds to be standing when the floods subside. When the rain stops, I'm still going to have mud on the ground, but my house will still stand. When the wind beats upon the house, I may have some shingles that blew off, and I may have some wind damage, but the house is still standing because the man is blessed in his deeds. That means I'm going to be blessed in the field. I'm going to be blessed in the city. I'm going to be blessed when I come and when I go. Why? Because I'm doing what he called me to do. I'm doing what he said to. Finally, brethren, pray for us that the word of the Lord may have free course and be glorified even as it is with you. Your life brings glory to the word. When I'm doing what the word said, and people say, man, why are you so blessed? You can say, because I'm reading my Bible, I'm praying, and I'm doing what it says. Let my life, Lord, be glorified. And it said this, and that we may deliver from unreasonable and wicked men. See, unreasonable people are hearers and not doers. The saying has been that those that don't know teach, and those that no, do. I'm not up here trying to teach you something that I haven't done. I'm trying to preach to you and show you by example how I got here was by doing. My wife and I were talking about it on the way to church tonight. We are the most diagnosed generation ever. But the most unresolved generation ever. You know why people get 8 hours or 10 hours or 12 hours of sleep and are still tired? They've got a to-do list in their head that they're afraid to do. They've got projects and tasks that they don't want to do. People are avoiding. Man, I can't pray. I can't read my Bible. I can't fast. I can't be in that many services. I can't live for God 24/7. And so they've got all these to-do things that they're not doing. And they're wore out because they're working harder at getting out of work. You know what my day is complete and feels good is when I was able to check off every box. I've prayed, I've read my Bible, I've done the best I can do, I'm trying to have the right spirit, the right attitude. At the end of the day, I may have some more things on the list, but I want to check off as many. There's certain things I may not get to, but there's some things that are non-negotiable. There are some things that have to be done. I am going to do this. You know what that is? This is the day that the Lord hath made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. Somewhere in this day, I want to make sure I don't have anxiety from undone projects. I don't have depression from things I've never taken care of. I want to pray those things through. I want to read my Bible. I want comfort. The Bible says through the comfort of the Holy Ghost, the comfort of the Scripture, it's called the Comforter. We don't need to go. Don't go to the internet to diagnose your problem. Don't go to social media and find a group that agrees with your feelings. Your feelings are deceptive. Your feelings will lie to you. I can't go off what I feel. I walk by faith and not by sight. I live by faith and not by sight. It's a moral conviction. I'm going to do it whether I feel like it or not. I'm going to do it because it's the right thing to do. I don't need to have anxiety when I got the Holy Ghost. I don't need to have anxiety when I got the Scripture. I don't need to have depression when I got the Holy Ghost. I'm not saying those things don't exist. What I'm saying is the answer is do the will of God. The answer is not to go find somebody who agrees with you. How does that make you feel? Someone said if a pastor's trying to get likes, he's not going to preach the word. But if he preaches the word, he might not get very many likes. I'm glad we don't have a button here. Maybe we should do that in the next building. We'll have a little thumbs up, a little heart. And while it's preaching, you see it go up to 14, 15, 20, then down to 13, 11, and 10, 0. They're not liking it. That means when the likes start going away, that means I found the vein. Stick there for a while. Hang out there for a while. Drop it in another gear. Back up and hit it again. Can't do that. The Bible said unreasonable people are hearers, but reasonable men are doers. It goes on to say, but deliver us from unreasonable and wicked, for all men have not faith. The Lord is faithful, who shall establish you and keep you from evil. And we have confidence in the Lord touching you, that ye both do and will do the things which we command you. Not only are you doing them right now, but you will do them. You've heard the expression, what have you done for me lately? What are you doing for me, for him right now? I know what you did. I know what needs to be done. I know what you've done in the past. Wonderful. But what are you doing now? What are you going to do tomorrow? I know what you're doing right now when the rain's not there. I know what you're doing right now when the winds aren't blowing. But what happens when the winds do start blowing? He said, I know you will both do and will do. Not only now, but tomorrow, all the things which are commanded. And the Lord direct your hearts into the love of God and into the patient waiting for Christ. There it is. I don't know what the government's going to do. Man, things are changing so fast. Idaho is not the Idaho that we moved to 10 years ago. It's not. And if the Lord tarries 10 more years, it may be not the Idaho that is right now. But guess what? That's all right. I lived in California for 34 years. I've lived in Canada. I'm not here because of its politics. If the Lord can make Joseph prosper in the land of his affliction, then he can make us prosper in our land. Well, see, we want to bleed this red, white, and blue, and we want to. I don't see this in the Bible. All I know is the Bible said in the last days, perilous times shall come. Guess what? If the winds aren't blowing right now, they're coming. If the wind's not blowing and the rain's not falling right now, we sang that song earlier, I feel the rain. There's been times where I felt the rain of the Holy Ghost and I felt like I felt the rain of hell. But no matter what, I can patiently wait on Christ because I'm going to be doing. When he comes back, I want him to find me doing. I want him to find me doing. The Bible said, and I don't have time to read all that is there in 2 Peter 1 through 3 through 10. But let me read you chapter 1 and verse number 10. Wherefore, the rather, brethren, give diligence to make your calling and election sure. For if you do these things, ye shall never fall. Well, I think we're going to have to go back and read that. Because if we don't read it, what are we going to know what to do? Anybody got time? Everybody took their medicine before you? According to his divine power, hath he given us all things that pertain unto life and godliness through the knowledge of him that he hath called us to glory and virtue, whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these ye might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through the lust. Beside this, giving all diligence, add to your faith virtue, And virtue, knowledge. And knowledge, temperance. And temperance, patience. And patience, godliness. You know what that word temperance means? Self-control. The Bible said that they strive for the mastery. They're temperate. They're temperate at all things. They have self-control. They don't get angry. They don't get down. They don't get depressed. They don't get too excited. They don't get too... They're temperate. They train. They're training for something. Guess what? I'm not putting that in my body. I got to be diligent. I got to be disciplined. That sounds like words that we're supposed to be using. So when we get temperance, when we get self-control, add patience to that. When we get patience, add godliness. Godliness, add brotherly kindness. And to brotherly kindness, add charity. For if these things be in you and abound, they make you that you should neither be barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. But he that lacketh these things is blind, cannot see afar off, and hath forgotten that he was purged from his old sins. Wow. I heard it, but I forgot. I heard that once somewhere. It sounds familiar, but I forgot. You know why I forgot? Because I wasn't a doer. I wasn't practicing them. Practice makes permanent. Doesn't make perfect. It makes permanent. If you want to be perfect, you got to practice perfect. Wherefore, be the rather, brethren, give all diligence to make your calling and election sure. For if ye do these things, if you do what we just read, you shall never fall. 1 John 3:21, beloved, if a heart condemn us not, then we have confidence toward God. And whatsoever we ask, we receive of him because we keep his commandments and do those things which are pleasing in his sight. I don't know what to do. I got all this problem. I got all can I say, all hell's broke loose against me. What do I do? Do what you know is right. Just keep doing what you know to do. If you're not doing the basics, don't complain when life falls apart. If you're not praying, if you're not being faithful to church, if you're not being faithful to the things of God, if you're not reading your Bible, don't be surprised when chaos enters in your life and you start seeing the walls crumbling in. Anybody ever feel like the walls are coming in, caving in? That's the man that built his house on the sand. When we feel that way, it's because we're not doing what we're supposed to be doing. And we all do that at times. We all have reasons and excuses why we can't do it right now. There's a lot of things our church is not doing that we normally do. We normally gather for Monday night prayer. There's 5 or 6 men that normally gather at the church every morning to pray. We're not doing that right now. We don't have the ability to do that. We don't do youth like we used to do it. We don't do other activities like we used to because we're in a time of chaos. Telling my stepbrother who was in town, I said, yeah, there's some people in church that feel like they don't see each other enough. The rest of us are like, we're tired of seeing you. We're having revival. We're seeing each other every night. We're there. It's like it's literally like having revival. In fact, sometimes I wish it'd be easier just to do that than have church. You got to step out of that mode. But nobody, pastor included, can go weeks and days and months without church. We need these Wednesday nights or these Sundays, and I can't wait till we get Mondays and Sunday mornings back. We got to be doers. We got to practice what we preach, doing what Jesus said do. His mother said to the servants, whatsoever he saith unto you, do it. Very simple instruction. Greater love hath no man than this, Jesus said in John 15:13. That a man laid down his life for his friends. Ye are my friends if You do whatever I command you. Jesus said, if you don't do what I tell you, you're not even my friend. I love you. His love's unconditional. But we have to do what he said do if we want to be his friend. Luke chapter 8. Then came to him his mother and brethren, could not come to him for the press. And it was told him by a certain that said, thy mother and thy brethren stand without, desiring to see thee. He answered and said unto them, my mother and my brethren are these which hear the word of God and do it. It's a pretty big commandment. That's a pretty big saying. His own mother, one that had favor with men and God. He said, that's not just my mother and my brethren. Anyone in this house that's doing what I say do is my mother and my brethren. That means if we're not doing it, we have no part of him. Paul, on his road to Damascus, was told to rise, go to the city, and that Simon will tell you, or Ananias will tell you what thou must do. Jesus said, why callest me Lord, Lord, and do not the things which I say? Why are you calling me that? Why are you calling on me? Anybody ever prayed and felt like the Lord wasn't listening? Anytime I feel like I've been praying and God hadn't been talking to me, I want to make sure I'm doing my part. So that's not the way God operates. This is what he said. Why are you calling me Lord, Lord? Why are you calling me Master? Why are you praying to me and do not the things that I command? Why are you? Don't be a hearer only, but do them. He that heareth and doeth not is like a man without a fountain, without a foundation, built a house upon the earth against the stream, did beat vehemently, and immediately it fell, and the ruin of that house was great. John chapter 13 and verse number 15. For I have given you example that ye should do as I have done to you. Verily, verily, I say unto you, the servant is no greater than his Lord, neither is he that sent greater than he that sent him. If ye know these things, happy are ye if ye do them. Happiness, joy, is not in riches, it's not in wealth, it's not in material things. It's in doing the will of God. But Pastor, you don't understand. I don't have to. Are you doing what you know you're supposed to be doing? Therefore, I'm almost done. To him that knoweth to do good and doeth it not, to him, it is sin. I don't know what to do, but do you know what good is? Do you know what was preached? Should I ask Megan what I preached Sunday night? It's a little joke, 10 years running, she can't remember a sermon title. What's scarier than that is she filed all of my sermons alphabetically ordered by topic. And she still can't remember the sermon titles. I don't care that you remember the title, as long as you respond in action in the doing of what you heard. Life will come against you. The enemy will rise up. The floods will come. And they're going to beat vehemently upon your house. But if you know to do good and you don't do it, well, I'm not out sinning. Are we not? I'm not out drinking and carousing and cussing and fornicating and committing adultery. Okay, but if I know to do good and do it not, I'm in the same category. You know, the Lord doesn't have, you know, we call it white lies. He just calls it lies. We call it, well, I exaggerated. I made it up. He just calls it lies. All liars shall have their part. All liars. You say, who's lying, Pat? I don't know. I'm just using an example of the Bible. All liars. So all sin. He doesn't have a category for the worst case over here. It's really hot. And over here is kind of like the other side of the spa. No, it's all hot. And it's all forever. And the worst thing is, I didn't go to hell because I was smoking and doping and cussing and carousing. I ended up in hell because I wasn't doing. I ended up lost because I wasn't doing what I knew I should be doing. Well, I got quiet. Let's all stand to our feet tonight. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are good report, if there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think on these things. Those things which ye have both learned and received and heard and seen. That sounds like four things to me, but he said both things. I guess learned and received. I guess if you learned it, you received it. And I guess if you heard it, you've seen it, you watched it. I don't know how that all works out. But I do know this. He said, when you get all that down, do. Those things which you have learned and received and heard and seen in me. Can I just, without being an egomaniac, without being, what's that word we were talking about? Narcissist. Without being a manipulator. He didn't say whatever you heard and seen in Jesus do. He said whatever you heard, seen, learned, and received in me. Because he also said, follow me as I follow Christ. Paul never met Jesus. He only talked to him from heaven. He wasn't there. He didn't have that example. What was his example of Jesus? The disciples. We're reading his letters, and he never met Jesus. But obviously and evidently, he learned how to do some things through the men. I'm not saying this because I want you to be what I am and be everything that I am. But what I am saying is, if you want to know how, people come to me for advice, and they come to me for prayer, and they come for me for word. And I'm saying, look, once you've done these things, once you've seen the things what bring success, we don't have the answer on marriage and the answer on raising kids. But for 30 years of marriage and raising two outstanding young men, it may not hurt to watch a little bit closer. It may not hurt to apply some of the things that we're saying. Some people would rather, they'd rather search it on Instagram than watch it from a pastor and pastor's wife. They'd rather argue what some influencer that they don't know said than watch it from someone who raised kids with some success. They'd rather hear some preacher online than listen to the man that breaks the bread every service. He said, what you need to do is you need to learn it, you need to receive it, you need to hear it, all the things you've seen, and you need to do. And the God of peace, that's that peace that passes all understanding. Brother Ken, when I lay my head down at night and go to bed, or early in the morning, whatever time it is, how I can just go to sleep is because I've done the best I can do. I've done everything I know to do. And whatever I didn't get to, tomorrow's sufficient for it. If he comes back, I don't have to worry about either anyway. That's the peace of God. Jesus said this, whatsoever thing, therefore you shall break one of the least of these commandments. And whosoever shall break the least of these commandments and shall teach men so, he shall be called the least of the kingdom of heaven. But whosoever shall do and teach them, the same shall be called great in the kingdom of heaven. What are we doing? I was going to title this tonight, Just Do It, but I think someone else took that marketing scheme, made a few bucks on it. But you know what would be amazing? You know what this pastor wants you to do? What I preached, what I teach. I promise you, not because it's me, but because it's the Word of God. If you'll do it and apply it, it will change your life. There's things people struggle with because they just won't know. You don't understand, Pastor. No, you don't understand. We didn't get where we are. We haven't lived for God this long. We haven't been in this thing this long because we didn't apply what we learned and read and did. It works. Megan, I'm going to pick on you tonight. Remember that crazy it works lady? If you just do it, it works. All these things in life. Can I just throw this in since we're here? And you ain't got no place to go right now anyway. Get off social media. Drop it to the most minimum thing you can. Because a lot of people have all this stuff eating on them and beating on them. Because they're looking at lives and saying, how come their life is perfect and I can't get mine perfect? Because theirs isn't either. I literally watched a girl. I was in a Jack in the Box on Eustick and Caldwell Boulevard. And I watched the girl pull up. She was frowning. She was mad about whatever. She pulled her phone out. She was smiling. She was taking pictures. And I'm thinking, chick, you're in the Jack in the Box drive-thru. You're not an influencer of anything. Look at me, I'm inside. It's fake, it's false. And people say, I can't meal prep like they do, and I can't do all the projects for their kids like they do, and I can't present this house like they do. They're not either. They're waking up in the morning, oh, start your day with me, and they wake up all, who put the camera up? Trust me, you don't want to see me when I roll out of bed in the morning. Start your day with me. You'd go back to bed. Start your day with my problem. Start your day with my issues. That's not reality. Do what you know to do. Get up. Brush your teeth. Pray. You know why some of y'all can't pray? Because you don't brush your teeth. And nobody wants to pray. Make it pleasant. Read your Bible. Oh, I got to have my coffee. You got to get to the place where you got to have the Word. You got to get to a place where I got to have prayer. I got to get to the place that if I haven't walked into His presence, my day is just not complete. That's where we need to get. If we do that, we'll have peace. If we do that, we won't fall. If we do that, the troubles of life will not tear us down. I'm not against counseling. It's job security. But you know what's so much better is when people hear the preaching and don't need counsel. Now they may have questions about this or about that, and that's fine. That's not what I'm talking about. I was in a local church for 27 years, and every time I had a need, my pastor preached it. It was up to me to hear it and do it. I told somebody, in fact, Sister Tanya and I were talking the other day, and I said, I had a lady in Canada. When I preach something, I'm glad you finally preached that. I've been thinking about that for 3 or 4 weeks. You know what I told her? God was dealing with you, but you wouldn't catch the hint. So He made me preach it. It's the truth. Nobody else was coming to me and saying, oh man, I wish you'd have preached that 4 weeks ago. God tried to talk to you about it, but you wouldn't listen. And now you want to show me how spiritual you are because I finally caught up to you. That just shows how not spiritual you are because you didn't know God was talking to you. Just do it. If we just do what we know to do, life would be so much easier. Life would be so much better. Can we lift our hands all over this house tonight? Come on, in the name of Jesus. God, I don't want to just be a hearer. I want to be a doer. God, I want to be a doer of your word. Come on, faith without works is dead. Doctrine without application. Come on, doctrine without application. The only way that doctrine is able to save us is by applying it. Jesus' name. Faith without works. That just came to me. Faith without works is dead. Doctrine without application is dead. The devils believe there's one God. That in itself, application. Take heed to thyself and the doctrine. For in doing this, you'll save both them that hear you and yourself. We got to apply this, church. We got to make this who we are and what we are. Do what you know to do. If you don't know what to do, that's when you seek counsel. What do? You pray. You read your Bible. You fast. You be faithful to church. All the things you know that the church preaches, you do that. And when you do that, life will bring peace. One more time, let's lift our hands and our hearts to heaven. Oh, hallelujah to God. Hallelujah to God. Hallelujah to God. Oh, we glow. I feel the Holy Ghost in this house. I feel peace in this house. I feel hope. It's hope to know all I have to do is what I know to do. All I have to do is what I know. In the name of Jesus, I feel the Spirit of God moving in this house right now. Oh, my King, my Lord, my Savior, my Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Oh, let's clap our hands unto the Lord tonight. Oh, we glorify you, Savior. Praise God. Amen, amen, amen. Spend some time in fellowship tonight before you leave. Shake someone's hand before you leave the building tonight. God bless you. You're dismissed in Jesus' name.